This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day and forever, this night and forevermore. We are grateful and thankful for the good Lord allowing us to have another opportunity to bring forth His word in spirit and in truth. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, precious Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to You humbling ourselves under Thy mighty hand, just to thank You and to praise You for Your goodness, Your grace, and Your love. Just to thank You and to praise You for who You are, that You are God. And besides Thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. Now, precious Father, I get out of the way that You may have Your way here today in the name of Jesus. So, oh, precious Father, right now, hide us behind Calvary's cross, anoint these lips of clay. Use us, Father God, for Thy glory in Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Now, precious Father, as we yield ourselves totally and complete into Thy hand, in the name of Jesus, take full control of this service, of this teaching here today. Let the anointing of the Holy Spirit just come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. And prepare the people's heart to receive Thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything. Don't try to hinder the word of God from going forth. And Father, we'll give You the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank You for Your mercy, Your grace, and love. Thank You for answering prayers, honor, and requests. But most of all, thank You for our salvation to go forth. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, amen, I would like you to open it up to the book of Zechariah in the Old Testament, and we'll be looking at chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. Hallelujah. And the word of God reads, in the eighth month, in the second year of Darius, came the word of the Lord unto Zechariah, the son of Iddo, the prophet, saying, the Lord hath been sore displeased with your fathers. Therefore say thou unto them, thus says the Lord of hosts, turn ye unto me, says the Lord of hosts, and I will turn unto you, says the Lord of hosts. Be ye not as your fathers, unto whom the former prophets had cried out, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, turn ye now from your evil ways and from your evil doing. But they did not hear, nor hearken unto me, says the Lord. Your fathers, which are they, and the prophets, do they live forever? But my words and my statutes, which I commanded my servants, the prophets, did they not take hold of your fathers? And they returned and said, like as the Lord of hosts thought to do unto us, according to our ways and according to our doing, so had He dealt with us. Just for the next few minutes, if I may ask you to pray with me and for me as I bring the word of God. Well, this may the Lord have a blessing to the hearers and the doers of His word. This is the word of God for the people of God. The grass may wither, the flower may fade, but the word of God will endure forever and ever. Praise the Lord. Well, this is Apostle Dudley Tebow with Prophetess Lisa Tebow, coming to you today in that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. We thank God again for having an opportunity to bring forth his word, because his word will not return to him void. God looks over his word to perform it. Hallelujah. He, as a matter of fact, he honored his word above his name. Just for the next few minutes, hallelujah, I would like to come with a thought, something for us to think about. Amen. We're going to be talking about returning back to the Lord. Returning back to the Lord. Returning to the Lord is the key to experience God's blessing. I'm going to say that again because it is true anyhow. Returning to the Lord, even during this pandemic, even during this quarantine time of staying at home, returning to the Lord is the key to experiencing God's blessing. Hallelujah. Just to give you a little background, when the scriptures that I read in Zechariah 1, chapter 1, verse through 6, it was pertaining to the nation of Israel that, hallelujah, they have came out of captivity to the Babylonians. And they have come back to do things, to put things back in order. When we look at the book of Hosea, which we will be covering a little bit further, it talks about the nation of Israel returning and going back to the project of rebuilding the temple in Jerusalem. We know that God, when God gives you an assignment to do, the assignment doesn't come to an end until it's done. The assignment has to be a willing vessel that is willing to do what thus says the Lord. So we're going to be talking about returning to the Lord is the key to experiencing God's blessing. Returning to the Lord is the human response that opens the supply of God's personal grace on our lives. Returning to God means turning from your sin. People of God, it is impossible for us as individuals, as people of God, to cling to our sins and reach for God's salvation at the same time. Whether saved or unsaved, whether in a backslidden condition, we have to get things right with God. I believe that during the time of pandemic and quarantine, it is a time for us to reflect upon what is happening in our lives. As a born-again believer in Christ, a sinner saved by grace, we need to examine ourselves to make sure that we are in the faith. You see, in order for us to grab God's salvation, we must let go of sin. You see, sin is all that is unrighteousness in the sight of God. God don't look at sin. He gave us an opportunity to come back in right standing with him, where Jesus Christ took sin upon his shoulders, and he became that sacrifice for all mankind. He shed his blood for the remission of our sins. So we as believers of Christ, we have been forgiven, covered by the blood of Jesus. So we thank God for the opportunity to come to the knowledge of knowing that we can't hold on to our salvation and be involved in sin at the same time. Sure, God is a God of love, but he's also a God of wrath. If we know that we have sin in our lives as born-again believers, God has given us a solution which is his word, for us to go to. Now, once we find out that area of our lives where we have fallen short, Bible says in 1 John 1:9, that if we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I stop by, people of God, just to remind you and let you know, as long as we in this skin, we will sin. People try to make you believe that they are so perfect. Well, I stop by to let you know that we are still under construction. We are still, hallelujah, on the potter's wheel. We are still doing a work in our lives. God is still stretching us, breaking us, making us, molding us into the image of his son, Jesus Christ. So again, we are talking about individually returning to God, returning to the Lord. Hallelujah. You see, the God that we serve, he desires for all mankind to come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God is patient. God is long-suffering. But there'll come a day where, hallelujah, the opportunity for salvation will be done away with. The opportunity to get right with God will be, hallelujah, will be a thing of the past. So that's why we can't put off today for tomorrow, because we are not promised tomorrow. Today is the day of salvation. Thank you, Jesus. God is good and worthy to be praised. So people of God, again, it is impossible to claim to your sin and to reach for God's salvation at the same time. You see, in order for you to grab his salvation, you must let go of sin. Believers of Christ, the first time any sinner repent and trust in God's salvation, in God's sacrifice for sin, which was done through Jesus Christ, God pardons him or her completely that first time. Hallelujah. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 14, it says, the because of the verse, it says, pursue peace with all men and holiness. Without it, no man or woman shall see the Lord. You see, holiness is impossible to obtain in our lives if we don't develop a lifestyle as a believer of Christ, of repentance, or turning away from sin to God. Returning back to the Lord, again in the scriptures that was shared in the book of Zechariah, chapter 1, verse 1 through 6. Here it says in chapter 1, verse 2 and 3, the Lord had been very angry and displeased your fathers. So therefore, say thou unto them, thus says the Lord of hosts, turn, repent ye unto me, says the Lord of hosts, and I will return unto you, says the Lord of hosts. So people of God, the people to whom Zechariah brought this word of the Lord to were probably a lot like us. They were, for the most part, they were believers who would have voiced their allegiance to God. There were a remnant of about 50,000 Jesus who had made the difference, who had made a difference in their commitment to returning to Jerusalem from the Babylonian captivity. This was around 538 BC. And in 536 BC, they had begun reconstruction of the devastated temple. But opposition had mounted, and for 16 years, the work had been set aside. You see, even we, as believers of Christ, the assignment that God has placed on our lives, sometimes we get a little bit discouraged. Here, the nation of Israel, again, they were in captivity under the Babylonian Empire. But they went back and started the work that God had given them and gave them to do. Once God has placed a vision inside of you and is appointed for you, it's your responsibility to get it done. It's your responsibility to complete it. It's your responsibility, because if God gave you the vision, you are capable enough to complete it with his help, because everything you need, he done placed inside of you. Yes, we serve an awesome God. Yes, we serve a God that sits high and looks low. God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. We serve a God that is willing and able to meet our each and every need. Hallelujah. So for 16 years, because of them being in captivity to the Babylonians, for 16 years, when they came back to start the construction of the temple, because of opposition mounted, for 16 years, the work had been set aside. You see, we have to remember, people of God, that the enemy of our soul, the devil, and his demon force, according to John 10:10, he only come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. But it's still our responsibility, no matter what is thrown against us, what stands in front of us. We have to remember that if God be for me, who or what can be against me? Sure, the water may rise, the wind may blow. But God promised that he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Jesus Christ is saying yesterday, today, and forever. So if you know that God is with you, and you know God has given you that assignment to do, hallelujah, we have to keep on keeping on. We have to look on to the hills from which coming our help. Our help coming from the Lord. Looking on to Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith. Here again, the people, meanwhile, the people of God, they got caught up in the business of life. Just like in 2020, we are caught up in this technology, computer age, and we get busy. The information is right there at our fingertips that we need. We get busy, and if we don't watch it, distraction will come across our path in order to keep us from doing God's work, from doing what God has assigned us to do. That's why we have to have a made up man. Hallelujah. Our mind has to be made up that the world is behind us and the cross is before us. We should not allow anything or anyone to stop us from completing the assignment that God has given into us in our lives. So people of God, coming back to the scriptures, at this particular time, hallelujah, the book of Zechariah for the rebuilding of the temple, it probably was not an intentional decision made on the part of the people that had committed themselves to the completion of God's temple. But it happened. Again, they meant no harm to God or to his word. But here, when we can go back a few chapters prior to this, in the book of Haggai, chapter 1, verses 3 through 5, it says, "Then came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, is it time for you yourselves to dwell in your candle houses, while this house," talking about God's house, "was desolate? Now therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways." Sometimes we got to step back and consider what is priority at this time in our lives. As God's people, we should always have God to be first, make him priority, to be first in our lives. And everything else should be secondary. So the people responded to Haggai's message and began to work again on the temple. Sometimes all you need is for somebody to push you, somebody to bring back to your remembrance on what you started, somebody to remind you about God's word. You see, that's why the Holy Spirit of God is our teacher. When you got the Spirit of the Lord in you, the Holy Spirit will quicken to you and deal with you about the vision God have given for you to do. So here, when, again, here in the book of Haggai, the people of God, they started building. They started getting back to the task at hand. Then here, 2 months into the project, in the 8th month of the 2nd year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to Zechariah, who was also a prophet, saying in Zechariah chapter 1, verses 2 and 3, "The Lord had been sore." In other words, he was angry. He was displeased with your fathers. Verse 3 says, "Therefore say thou unto them, thus says the Lord of hosts, turn, return," in other words, "return ye unto me, says the Lord of hosts, and I will return," excuse me, "and I will return unto you, says the Lord of hosts." Returning back to God or to the Lord. Again, at this time, the people who returned to the work on this volunteer project of rebuilding the temple, they needed a word from the Lord. They needed encouragement. They needed hope. They needed motivation that comes from knowing that this project of rebuilding the temple is worthwhile. That's why sometimes, when things is not falling in place, when God has given you a work to do, a task to perform, and things look like they're not falling in place at your pace, then it's time to go to prayer. It's time to go into your prayer closet and have a little talk with Jesus. It's time for you to encourage yourself like David did in the Lord. You see, the enemy, the devil, will try to cause distraction here in the world that we are living in. We have to remember that this world is falling. This world is fading away on a daily basis. But we have to always keep the vision in front of us. The Bible says, write the vision, make it plain. For them that read it, they'll read it and run with it. So Zechariah prophecy was directed to such a people. He had been called the prophet of hope. His message here, it is filled with encouragement by letting the people know that God will keep his promises to God's people. Oh, yes, he will. God is not like man. If it's a word, if we give you a word from him, he will perform it. God has raised up at this particular time. He has raised up Zechariah to proclaim that God remembered his chosen people, but that he will bless them in his appointed time. Just like what we're facing right now, this pandemic that is worldwide, God knows, it didn't catch him by surprise. God knows, and he has an appointed time to do away with it. I believe that this coronavirus, hallelujah, has an expiration date. I believe that every affliction that God allows has an expiration date. So people of God, as we look around here in 2020 and all the evil things that are taking place in the world and the hostility towards the gospel, we may feel as if God has forgotten all about us. But I stop by tonight to remind you to remember this, that God will bless his people in his appointed time. Our job as his children is to be obedient, and faithful to him. A question may be asked at this time. How can we experience God's blessing? Well, remember this. It was written to people who knew God and were in the process of rebuilding God's temple, according to Zechariah chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. Sometimes we as God's people do not always apply what we already know. So the prophet Zechariah started with a basic principle. Returning back to the Lord is the key to experiencing his blessing. This needed to be repeated until it sinks deep down within your heart, not just in your head. It has to go down to the depths of your heart. So, people of God, remember this. Sometimes we as God's chosen people do not always apply what we already know. And he will hold us responsible for what we know. So the prophet Zechariah, at this particular time, he started with a basic principle to encourage the people of God that was doing the work of rebuilding the temple in Jerusalem. He said, returning back to the Lord is the key to experiencing God's blessing. So returning back to the Lord, and he will return to you. This call, people of God, to return should not be passed over very lightly, because it is the basic fundamentals plea of God throughout the Bible to all sinful people. We must first come to God in repentance and in faith. Here the word says in Hebrews 11 and 1, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Goes on a little further and says in Hebrews 11 and 6, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he says he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We serve an awesome God. We serve a God that never forgets because he's all-knowing. He's all-powerful. He's omnipresent. Oh, yes, he is. He's everywhere at the same time. So believers of Christ, our walk with God is marked by continuous repentance on our part, or to return to him. Returning to the Lord is necessary on a daily basis because of his wrath against all sinners. Yes, we have to examine ourselves continuously, hallelujah, to make sure that we are in the faith, to make sure that our walk with God is right and fruitful. Here in the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 29, the reason why we want to examine ourselves and to make sure that we're in the faith, because our God is a consuming fire. People of God, we live in a time now in 2020 that the emphasis of God's love is to the neglect of his holy wrath against sin and against sinners. Certainly, God is full of love and he's full of mercy to every sinner who repents. But in his holiness, God cannot and he does not wink at our sin or treat it very lightly. You see, God will hold us accountable for everything we say and do. One day we will have to give an account for what we did and what we didn't do. When sinners realize that they are under the fierce, eternal wrath of God, then they will come a running, crying out, saying, "What must I do to be saved?" You see, returning to God is the human response that opens the supply of God's personal grace. Yes, we are living underneath the grace of God. So returning back to him, returning to God means turning away from our sin, which means to repent. Yeah. Lord God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him. We serve an awesome God. He is our Father. He is the one that cares for us when nobody else cares or understands. God has love for us that's beyond our imagination. Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. Amen. So again, we are talking about returning back to the Lord, and he will return back to you. So returning to God, again, it means turning from your sin, which means to repent. You see, it is impossible to cling to sin and to reach for God's salvation at the same time, to grab his salvation. You must let go of your sin. As a believer of Christ, you have to remember that sin can creep back in your life, and you must continuously repent or return on to God, not to get saved all over again, but to walk in fellowship with God. Repentance or returning to God will characterize every true Christian. Again, the Bible warns us that without holiness, no one will see the Lord, according to the book of Hebrews 12, verses 14. You see, holiness is impossible for you to obtain if you don't develop a lifestyle of repentance, turning from sin to God. Remember, God has made the first move in our lives by extending the offer of pardon to us through his son, Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. But it is our responsibility as a child of his to respond correctly to the offer. Yes, everyone born or will be born was born in sin. So returning back to God is things that we must do. It's what we must do on personally ourselves. Yes, the word can be spoken. The word of God can bring you to the place of total repentance. The word of God can help change your life. See, God calls every sinner to a personal relationship with him. If you will, hallelujah, to a personal relationship with him, to return to him. So it may return so that he can return to you. If you will, as a child of God, trust in Jesus' blood, your sins will be forgiven, and the door can become wide open, and the invitation is personal. Personal return to God. When you return to the Lord on a personal level, it opens up the floodgate of God's grace into your life. I'm going to say that again. Believer of Christ, when you return to the Lord, you may have fallen short from grace, but if you confess and you repent of your sin, and you return to the Lord on a personal level, it will open the floodgate of God's mercy and grace in your life. So returning to God is what you should learn from the history of God's people. Returning back to him, history teaches us when it comes to disobedience, that you should return to the Lord, because he speaks very plainly and repeatedly through his prophets about their evil, about evil lifestyles, ways and deeds. Yes, you can fool some of the people some of the time. You can fool God. Hallelujah. You can fool some of the people some of the time. You can fool people, some people, all the time. But you can't fool yourself, and you can't fool God. Because people will look at your life and look at your lifestyle to determine your walk. Here in the book of Zechariah 1 verse 4, it says that the people refuse to listen and obey. Bible let us know that obedience is better than sacrifice. In Zechariah 1 verse 4, it says, "Be ye not as your fathers, unto whom the former prophets had cried out, saying, Thus says the Lord of hosts, turn ye now from your evil ways and from your evil deeds. But they did not hear nor hearken unto me, says the Lord." By fathers, here Zechariah means their ancestors, especially those who had been responsible for the Babylonian captivity. Their problem was not that God had not spoken, and he spoke very plainly and repeatedly through his prophets about their evil lifestyle, their ways and deeds. But the people themselves, they refused to listen and obey. Hear the word of God bring back our remembrance to let us know in 1 Samuel 15, verse 22, the B clause of the verse. It says, "Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of the rams." A lot of times, people of God, believers of Christ, we say that we want to do God's will until his will crosses our will in our lives. Sometimes we say one thing with our mouth, but our actions is saying something else. You see, the divine warning is not to be like our fathers in their stubborn disobedience. No, most of us are far more afflicted by the sins of our families, our parents, and our grandparents than we realize. Again, we should never follow our family's footsteps in sin, in their sin. Here in Zechariah 1, verse 5, Zechariah points out that spiritual opportunity does not last forever. You see, your father, where are they? And the prophets, do they live forever? That's the question that was asked. But here we see that their fathers had died, and also the prophets had died. So tell God, if you do not respond obediently to the Lord today, you may not have a chance to do it tomorrow, because today is the day of salvation. Quit putting off today. Quit putting off tomorrow what you can do today. God have not, he have promises, hallelujah, in his word, that each and every day, that today we never know the hour, the time, the minute or the second when Jesus Christ will come back for his church He's coming back for a church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. He's coming back for prepared people to take him to a prepared place. According to John 14, verse 1, 2, and 3. It says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. So people of God, hallelujah, believers of Christ, it is so easy to become a spiritual procrastinator because you can deceive yourself by saying, I will deal with this sin, this salvation. I will get right with God after I work through the issues I am facing right now. But the Bible says, again, in 2 Corinthians 6, verse 2, the B clause of the verse, it says, behold, now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. Returning back to the Lord, to God, divine discipline should teach us to return to the Lord on a quick and orderly fashion. Again, we are reminded in Zechariah 1, verse 6, it says, but my words and my statutes, which I commanded my servants, the prophets, did they not overtake your fathers? And they returned and said, like as unto the Lord of hosts, but determined to do unto us according to our ways and according to our doings. So had he dealt with us. You see, the people who repented probably referred to those who shared and suffered the consequences of the captives. After the nation was destroyed and they went in captivity, they came to their senses. Sometimes God will allow things to come about in our lives to get our attention. So even during this pandemic, even though during this quarantine time at the house, God is trying to get our attention. Even during this hurricane season, after disaster, God is still able to deliver. He's still able to set us free. He's still able to bring us in right standing with him. So here, the people realize that God's prophet had been right all the time. And they had to admit to God, the people had to admit to God that he had, that what he had done to them, just as he had said, what he might do. God was right, and the people were wrong. So true repentance is on our part, always God will clear himself and get us to accept our full responsibility for our sins. In the verse 5 and 6 of Zechariah chapter 1, together it let us know that although their fathers had died at this particular time, and even God's prophets who had died, God's word is still true and is still with us. And it is always, always true. So when God's word warns us of his discipline on our sin, it is not an idle threat. You see, God's word will overtook their fathers. His word is true. It's settled in heaven as well as here on earth. The word overtakes refers to as having the idea of relentlessly pursuing and hunting down. Well, be sure of this, that your sin, my sin, will find us out. And God will always win in the end. So, believers of Christ, we can't dodge God's word when it warns us in the book of Galatians, when it says, don't be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that is what he will reap. Again, for a reminder, in Galatians 6, verse 7 and 8, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Remember that all is flesh, that all flesh is like grass, and all is glory like the flower of grass. The grass may wither and the flower may fail it, but the word of the Lord endures forever. So, believer of Christ, God is the one who judges all sin. But who invites us to return to him? Not for judgment, but for blessing. And we must return, not just once, but over and over again, as often as we sin. Returning back to the Lord. We just hope and pray that was something that we said through the word of God that will bring encouragement to your soul. There may be one or someone that needs the sound of my words that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. Well, this is the time for you to get to know him, for you to come to him just the way you are taught. Come to him and repent of your sin and then confess to him, hallelujah, that you are a sinner. Confess your sins to him. Bible says that according to Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, that we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in our heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead. For with our heart we believe on the righteousness, and with our mouth confession is made unto salvation. We just hope and pray that through the unction of the Holy Ghost and by the Spirit of the living God that rests upon the word of God, hallelujah, that will bring complete salvation into your life here this night and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you'd like to get in touch with Apostle Dudley Tebow, as well as Prophetess Lisa Tebow, you can reach us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Also, from Busting Loose and Faith Ministries, hallelujah, you can write us. Hallelujah. Send us your prayer request or your seed offering at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. May God bless you and keep you until God's willing, Jesus tarry, until Friday night at the same time at 6 p.m. Have a wonderful, safe, and blessed night. God bless is our prayer.